Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Hey, you know it's Taz and Moose. You know
it's Taz and Moose. Hey. Coming to you live from the Quicken Loans Studios, National Mortgage Lender, Quicken Loans. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. You've got Dan, Pete, and Mike across the way. Bogish with your updates as we have an hour down, two big hours to play with. We're going to be joined, Taz and myself. Next hour, Josh Miller will join us, former Steelers and Patriots punter, coming your way at 8:25 a.m. Eastern Time. Look forward to that conversation as Le'Veon Bell is now in the Pittsburgh area playing basketball at LA Fitness. So good for Le'Veon Bell. At some point in time next week, he will report. I doubt he'll be welcomed back with open arms, but he'll be back in the Steeler fold moving forward. So there you go.
Yeah, I don't think there's going to be a big party when he comes back in the locker room. And I mean, really, Connor's playing excellent. So, I mean, at the end of the day.
He's been great. Really, has been great. And but Bell is back in the Pittsburgh area as he's, tweeting upside down and bidding adieu.
I don't even know what he tweeted. If you tweet upside down, I'm not reading it, Moose. Not you, anybody. Even you, if you tweet it. I don't even know. Did you read it? What did he say? Like, what does it say? Does anybody know? Like, I'm not going to. If you're going to tweet something upside down and be that immature, I have zero interest. I got to be honest.
It's creative.
Silly. And I love silliness.
I thought it was funny.
He's very smart to get attention on himself. He's been doing that the whole time. The NFL season's happening as he's hanging out in Miami.
Well, he is.
And now he's playing shooting hoops in
the
Steel City.
Well, right. And he's thinking about what he's going to get paid after the season does come to an end. But he's certainly an interesting follow on Twitter. If you do follow Le'Veon Bell, we'll get into that with Josh Miller coming up later on in the program. We kick off this hour a little bit of baseball because, I mean, you've heard big contracts and then there are big contracts. And certainly finances do play a role in what we do day in and day out and the big money that's being handed out, whether it be NBA, NHL, National Football League, or in this instance, Major League Baseball. GM meetings are taking place. It's the kind of the first step in the baseball offseason, Taz, and where you have Scott Boras and all the GMs together just outside, I believe, San Diego, and coming together in terms of trying to put together a game plan of what they want to do in the offseason and having conversations with one another. But news coming out, Scott Boras, the super baseball agent, saying that Bryce Harper would be willing to play first base because he wants to get the Yankees involved. And then a report comes down yesterday that his big-time free agent in Harper turned down a 10-year, $300 million contract from the Washington Nationals late last season. Just a lot of money.
It's
And Boras basically
you
said,
"You want security and money?
Expect more. He wants more."
I mean, as far as the Yankees, real quick, I mean, you're a diehard Yankee fan for your whole life, and you cover them heavily in a great way. I mean, the Yankees. You get a Bryce Harper, that's great, but I mean, you need pitching, right? I mean, for the Yankees, you need if you're going to spend a lot of loot, wouldn't it be on a pitching?
Yeah, but there's not much there.
Yeah,
I mean, there really isn't. Patrick Corbin, you're going to spend a lot of money on Patrick Corbin.
Yeah.
He's got a career, I think, 56-54 record. Is that the guy you're going to go out? You got to make a trade maybe from Paxton from the Seattle Mariners. Jay Happ, I think they'd like to try and bring back. They just brought Sabathia back, gave him a one-year, $8 million deal. And 2019 is going to be his last season. Taz, that guy via free agency is really not there. Now, they could make a trade.
And get a good pitcher.
Maybe, but they'll have to give up some of those young assets. But this is not a great year for starting pitching free agency. That's why the Yankees have had conversations with Cleveland about Carrasco and Corey Kluber.
Right. Yep.
That's why some have kind of connected the dots. If the Giants give up on the year, give up and say, this is, we're going to retool, rebuild, maybe then a Madison Bumgarner, who's been an unbelievable.
Great pitcher,
a big game pitcher.
Yeah, I mean,
Madison Bumgarner.
Yeah. He's the man.
Right. He's got
he's
the nerves of a bank robber.
Ice
I mean,
cold
he really
Jones.
Does.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Maybe that would be a connection, but there isn't that guy in free agency to sign. And you know this, Taz. I mean, the Yankees are just like a lot of big market teams. Boston, Los Angeles, Chicago Cubs. They're in the market for big stars.
You want to bring the draw. That's a draw, man.
Right.
This guy's a draw.
Harper's a draw. And Brian Cashman basically said that the last 2 years was under the mandate to get under the salary, the luxury tax threshold. He's no longer in that mandate because once you get under it and do it for a full year, you reset. So now you can go over and you're not paying as big of a penalty as you would have moving forward. So I don't know if the Yankees are going to sign him, Taz, because there was a report yesterday. Buster Olney had a report saying that a source said to him, close to him, that the Yankees are not signing Bryce Harper. That's not the team he's going to. I don't know where he's going. I'll tell you, turning down 10 years, $300 million. We talk about Madison Bumgarner having to have the nerves of a bank robber. Turn down that kind of a contract.
That's guts. Well, that's like you are confident.
What are you looking to get $400 million?
I mean, how much? I mean, yeah.
A team is going to spend $400 million over 10 years on Bryce Harper.
$350 million. That's just not happening. For me, anyway. If I'm an owner, I'm not doing that. I'm sorry, I'm not. I mean, he's a great player. He's a 6-time All-Star. He's got like 180-something home runs. I mean, he's a stud. I'm a fan of the guy. I mean, like most people are, he's a great, great player. But that's just insane money. Like, wow. I got to tell you.
I know you wouldn't offer it to him, but what kind of contract do you think Bryce Harper signs?
Well, look,
he's not turning down 10 for 300
right.
If they believe that they're going to get more, and they believe that they're going to get more. So,
if your agent's going public with this, you're right. He's definitely going to get – they know he's going to get more.
He's going to get more.
So otherwise, you look bad.
And
you
Boris,
make the guy look
we
bad.
Discussed it a couple weeks ago. Boris said that he's getting paid. We know the team already. He's getting – didn't say it in that kind of paraphrasing
he teased
here.
It and stuff,
but almost basically said that – the deal is done. We know what we're going to get. So my question is, what kind of money are we looking at? You think Bryce Harper gets $400
million? You got to assume.
Mike, this would be a good memory lane, by the way.
Do you think you would get
$400 million?
La, 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 la. I would say, when I do the la, 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 I'm thinking. I don't normally, well, I think a lot, but not while I'm thinking on the radio. I would say $350, not $400 million.
You think he gets north of 350?
North of 350, not 400.
He'll probably be below 400.
Yeah,
we're probably in agreement. I'd say he's north of 350, probably less than $400 million.
I just don't think they want to give that. No club. You know what I mean?
Well,
400.
But if
you know?
There's a guy to invest in, Taz, is he not the guy
to
invest
26
in?
He's 26 years old. He just turned 26.
He's in
young.
His 20s.
Yeah, he's 26.
He's a young player.
Right, yeah.
He's going to be a guy you're going to be able to market, going to be the face of your franchise.
Man, I tell you, I just...
I mean, does a lot... I know he's got a personality that can rub some people the wrong way.
I mean,
but
Dugout there's, Jones. Yeah,
but there's
a lot
of people that love watching Bryce Harper. We talk about stars, marketing stars. Is there not
a
guy that you want to market for a team stepping in and you stick Bryce Harper on your team, what you're going to be able to do? I mean, the PR department will be doing handstands. I mean, they'll be celebrating.
Yep.
There's nothing not to market with Bryce Harper, whether it be the beard, whether it be the style of play, whether it be his personality.
Very well-spoken, too.
Right, well-spoken guy. I mean, he's got it all.
Yep.
I mean, he's got a personality. We talk about Mike Trout. Trout's a better player. Trout doesn't have
that kind
of personality.
No.
Bryce Harper, who's not
Stanton
as good
neither.
Of a player.
Stanton's not as good as either of those guys, but he don't have no personality.
No, he doesn't have that kind of personality. No. Harper's got that personality.
Yeah, no, he does. Man, I tell you, I'm
that
starting...
That screw you type of mentality.
Yeah, screw you. Yeah, I'm starting to really think, because Boris put this out there, and there's been a little bit of buzz and started all by Boris about this and this kind of money, that he's got to really, Boris, got to be confident that he's going to get Harper north of that 350.
Well, I would think so, right. And now, listen, there have been times where Scott Boris has mishandled the marketplace. Just look at Stephen Drew.
Yeah.
I mean, Stephen Drew, a couple of years ago, turned down an arbitration deal, I believe it was with who? The Boston Red Sox?
Yeah.
And then he went into free agency, and there was nobody there.
Yeah.
There was nobody home.
That's risky. I mean, and he failed at it. Yep.
So he failed at it. So there are instances. Now, that's Drew. This is Harper. He believes he's going to get it. And also, Scott Boras is going to step into any meeting with a team, Taz, and say, well, this is what he's worth now.
Mm.
And this is the money coming into baseball now. What do you think Bryce Harper 5 years from now is going to be worth? Because when you sign him to that 10-year contract, you best believe, as any agent stepping in there, he's going to say, well, if he's worth $32 million now, in 5 years he's going to be worth $39
million, right,
and you will pay him as
right. And he just turned 26, and he's always healthy. He's just, and you know the thing is, you know, Scott Boras.
So maybe it's more. Maybe it's north of 375.
It could be, dude. I don't know. I'm starting
maybe
to think it might be
$400 million.
Oh man!
Imagine he signs a deal that's 10 years, $400 million, nearly $500 million.
That's insanity to play baseball. Here's the thing: Boras has got a rep, right? Of, you know, with his free agents, he's got a rep of going past like Christmas or holiday break.
Oh, so he'll wait.
This could go on a while here. You
it
know?
Could, but I agree with you there and did it with, who was it?
Scherzer and
Scherzer was one.
Strasburg was the other guy.
Correct. Yeah. Well, Scherzer, Strasburg signed his, the last go around, signed his deal.
Oh, he did.
Strasburg signed his deal. Scherzer was the one where everyone's like, where's he going to sign?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then all of a sudden he got north of $200 million from the Washington Nationals.
Yeah, yeah.
I would say this. Don't you think, though, that Harper has got to, and Machado have got to set the market for everybody else?
Kind of feels like that, yeah.
Well, don't you think that if you're a team out there and I've got a need and I've got money to spend, am I going to spend it, say, on said questionable free agent, or am I going to go big game hunting and see exactly where Harper and Machado are at here? To where those guys, those chips,
those are stars. Those are made. Well, those are stars.
But let me ask you this, Taz: if you were a free agent, you're not of the quality of Harper, wouldn't you want to see Harper and Machado sign before you do? Because they set the market.
Absolutely, they set the tone. They set the table.
The market.
You're exactly right.
If they sign for $38 million a year on average, my value all of a sudden as a free agent just went up.
That's right. The market changed. You're exactly right. I completely agree with what you just said. Yeah, you want, if you're a player that's nowhere near the caliber or not as high a caliber of a Manny Machado, or like you just said, with Bryce Harper, yeah, you want those guys to sign the big bank deals, and then you pick up those fancy millions of scraps. That's nice scraps.
Yes.
That's a lot of scraps.
To take a ride, to go to a meeting, understanding that you have just agreed to a deal that's going to pay you $350 million for the next 10 years. I mean, it has got to be.
Uncle Sam's taking a big chunk. That's all I'm telling you.
I don't care.
Big chunk.
I listen, Taz, I don't care.
Big chunk.
It doesn't matter. To have that kind of money in front of you, that is, you want to talk about invigorating. You've won in life.
Yeah.
You've won in life. That you just go play baseball, kid's game for the rest of your career, play the next 10 years. The money's coming to your way, guaranteed. The relief and just pure joy that must be in your life has got to be off the charts.
Yes. Well, yeah, some would think that life's about family, love, fun, health. And you're like, you won in life if you get the $350 million. Moose, we know where you sit, my friend.
Well, no, I love my family.
You won in life, you got $400 million.
Taz, honestly. People that say money doesn't buy you happiness.
Oh, I love my family.
I do love my family, right? They're not listening right now. They're all fast asleep, right? Unless one of the boys had a rough night. Taz, I'll tell you, money's money. Money does make the world go around.
No, I know.
It really does.
I mean, honestly.
But that is a good point. I did. You know what, honestly?
The way you said it.
You're probably right.
Moose is cutthroat. Hard ass right there.
That's a good point. I'm like, people are like, family's the most important thing. I'm like, give me the green.
He's like, I got my health. Give me the $350 million. I don't care about Uncle Sam. I'll pay him too.
I really do. You're like, Uncle Sam's going to take a big chunk. I don't care.
I'll give him whatever he wants.
Whatever he wants. Take 45%. I don't care. I want the money coming my way.
That was tremendous. But you're right, dude. Imagine $400 million. Oh, my God. How do you turn down 10-year deal, $300 million, which circles me back, and I can't stop, to Lev Bell giving up $800,000 a week for how many weeks already because he's not playing? You know what I mean? To me, I'm just saying, that amount of money, these athletes, that he could just throw that away This guy could turn down $300 million. I know it's a different situation.
No, I'm just saying money.
You know,
and Taz, I think there'll come a point in time where Le'Veon Bell, he's not going to admit it now because he's lost in being Le'Veon Bell, but there will become a point in time, 10 years, 15 years down the line, he'll probably say that was stupid.
Might be 3 years from now, but it could be.
I don't know how introspective he is, Taz, but he'll be that. That's terrible. I mean, when you are guaranteed to make $14.8 million and you're not playing because you think you're going to make up that money in free agency and the message that that sends. Think about this, Taz. Dez Bryant is going to play before Le'Veon Bell plays this year.
Well, Dez Bryant kind of played it smarter. He did.
But Taz, you're right, I get your point. When he got cut by the Cowboys, even with the Le'Veon Bell contract mess still being in full flight there, I mean, I think people would probably said, Le'Veon Bell's going to play before Dez Bryant plays.
Right. Yeah, no, I thought that, too.
I mean, think about that.
Yeah. It's amazing. It just, again, that amount of money that a guy like Bryce Harper turns down because he's that confident, and Scott Boras is that confident he's going to get above $300 million, above a 10-year deal. For a guy like Lev Bell to just shuck away each week $800,000 is insane.
CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line is brought to you by Geico. Hey, everyone, here's a quick way you can save money. Switch to Geico. Do you need homeowners, renters, or motorcycle insurance, too? Get it all right now at geico.com.
Let's go out to Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Hey, Greg, you're on with Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio. Greg, what's going on, buddy?
Morning, fellas.
How you doing, man?
I had a comment about Harper and Machado setting the market. I don't know how fair of a statement that is with only one or two other players really going to see $20 million in Donaldson and McCutcheon. So they're going to get 35 to 40 a year, but all the other guys are only looking 15 to 18 tops. I mean, they're not really going to set the market.
Greg, it ups the value. It ups the whole marketplace for these guys.
Hold on a second. It's not a case of where they're going to have drastic, but you're not going to undervalue yourself either. First off, McCutcheon's nowhere near the player he once was, and Donaldson has got attitude issues and health issues too. So their value has been hurt based on where their diminished skill and ability at this stage of their career. Now, you look at Harper, and I think any agent out there worth his salt is looking at it and saying, those guys will set the marketplace for years to come. That's the point.
Okay. You're not talking about just this year.
No, they set the market for free agency. You're talking about two of the top six players in the entire sport.
Right.
Yeah.
I feel you on that. I don't see that them getting everyone more money this year.
Well, I don't think it's going to be any more money, but I do think there is a trickle-down effect where if you're a team and you're in on Harper, you're not going to make a run at McCutcheon before you make a run at Harper.
See, Greg, it makes the agents, it makes these guys' representation, these other players, you know, it gives them more leverage to say, look at the market that Machado had set. Harper or whoever, you know, and it helps a guy like, Ramos or Kurt Suzuki, these guys that are also free agents, you know. And I'm just saying, like, it helps them. It helps their agents. It helps them negotiate because, to Moose's point earlier, it sets the tone. Sets the marketplace at a different level. Thanks for the call, Greg.
Right, and that's the issue at hand here. The issue is that if I have a need for an outfielder, and I have money to spend, I am not making a run at Andrew McCutcheon before I kick the tires on Bryce Harper.
Right.
If I have the money that kind of money to spend, and really it's based on every individual team, what their payroll is going to be, Taz, and what kind of finances they have committed past 2019 as well.
Absolutely.
So that all does factor in, but that's the point. And if you're McCutcheon there, you know, teams don't, if they're in on Harper, they're not signing anybody else until they have an understanding that they are out on Bryce Harper,
well,
one way or the other.
Was he like 32, 33 years old?
Yeah,
he's not,
right,
you know,
but it's going to be a cheaper option.
It's going to be a cheaper option.
Right, just, but you know, But McCutcheon also is looking at Harper if he sets a new tone, just like when you look at NFL running backs. That's why guys were celebrating when Todd Gurley signed the deal that he signed.
Of course, it helps.
Because that high tide raises all boats.
No doubt about it. I completely agree. I get it totally, and I agree. I mean, I think Greg was a little, maybe he wasn't understanding exactly what we were saying, but it's all good. I mean, look, it does. It makes the market richer. It does. It helps the leverage of representation of players when other guys, in this case, we're talking about Manny Machado and we're talking about Bryce Harper. You know, these guys, but there's also, what's his name, from the Red Sox, Crane Jones, Kimbrel.
Kimbrel.
He's
a free agent
too.
Right.
But he's not going to get in this,
he's going to get paid. He's not getting Harper money. He's not getting Machado. No, but he's going to get paid. Right.
Yeah.
He's
a little shaky, that guy, I got to tell
you.
Well,
but in the regular season, he was great.
Yeah, he was.
He was great in the regular season. And he's probably the top closer that's available on the market. You throw Andrew Miller in, who's coming off a banged-up year with the Cleveland Indians. He's up there. You throw in the Yankees reliever, Zach Britton, the former Oriole. He's a big-time free. I mean, those guys are going to get paid, we're talking about different hemispheres here.
Yeah. I'm just saying, like, as far as names, the two youngest, I mean, I just grabbed a list. I think, unless I'm missing, there's a lot of names on all of the free agents coming up. The two youngest are Machado and Bryce Harper, both 26 years old. Most of these other cats are in their mid to late 30s.
And get used to that trend, because guys are breaking into the Major League Baseball younger and younger.
Right. That's right.
It used to be when guys hit free agency, Taz, they were 29, 30, 31, 32.
Yep.
And when you're 32, even though you're a prime of your career, and you're looking for a 10-year contract, then all of a sudden you're looking for a team to have four maybe questionable back end of the contract years. Now when you're 26 and you're signing a 10-year contract, a team believes that they are going to get, for the most part, pretty much top-notch value.
Absolutely.
For at least 80% or 85% of that contract.
Longevity for the money spent. That's why I like, look, the deal that just happened with CeCe Sabathia. It's a one-year deal, $8 million. He's 38 years old. That's a great deal.
That's a good deal.
That's great for him.
It is. The Yankees love his leadership.
Yeah,
they want to bring him in. He's going to buy in.
38 years old? I mean, that's
and
great.
And this is going to be it for him. He's going to have a swan song.
$8 million. Nice.
$8 million is a nice going away gift,
you'd
right, Taz?
You'd jump at that, Moose. You would jump at $8 million.
Taz, we'd all jump. Tell me how high. 855-212-4CBS. 855-212-4227. It's $8 million, Taz.
A lot of money.
I understand, yes.
But we know how you
Uncle Sam will take a chunk. I don't care, Taz.
You know where we stand, where the Moose stands on the money. It's
Taz,
all about the money.
Money's money, brother.
I love my family.
Honestly, I do love my family. Listen, you know this. Kids are expensive.
They're not cheap. Hockey practice, hockey training's a lot of money.
Well, not just that. They'll lead you out of house and home.
Yeah, I know.
It all goes. I know. I opened up the fridge the other morning. It's like, where did the food go?
Yeah, you got to buy peanut butter. Load them up on peanut butter. That's the key. It's cheap.
Trust me. Yeah. I understand.
Bread and peanut butter. Give them some water, too. Good upbringing.
Yeah, it's Taz. It's Moose. It's CBS Sports Radio.
Give Taz and the Moose a call, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227.
You know what that means?
What's that?
I can't wait for 2019 when we change all the music.
Good
show.
CBS's Super Bowl season continues Sunday with an exciting doubleheader first. Tom Brady and the New England Patriots travel south to take on Marcus Mariota and the Tennessee Titans. Then it's an NFC West showdown between the Seattle Seahawks and the division-leading Los Angeles Rams. The action kicks off with the NFL Today, presented by Jeep, at 12 Eastern, 9 Pacific, only on CBS. What's up, Andrew?
Moose, Taz, good moment.
Good morning and good moment.
This report
good is Friday. Happy Friday.
It's Thursday.
Happy hump day.
It's Thursday. It's Twitter Thursday.
It is.
You missed hump day.
Hold on a second. Twitter Thursday. This is a new thing. I never heard of this. That's annoying, too. What is that? What's Twitter Thursday? Every day's Twitter. I mean, that's what we all live by, Twitter.
Baby steps from Mark.
He's doing good. Moose is doing better.
I know.
He is. Moose needs some credit given. What's Twitter Thursday? Yeah, answer the question.
It's Thursday, so you should check Twitter. Maybe something crazy's happened there. Who knows?
It's nothing.
It's nothing.
Go ahead.
That's just like hump day is nothing.
Like, go ahead.
And Twizzler Tuesday. This report's brought to you by Geico. Great news. There's a quick way you could save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com. And in 15 minutes, you can save 15% or more on car insurance. The San Antonio Spurs had beaten the Miami Heat 11 straight times, dating back to the 2014 NBA Finals. But that dominance ended last night in South Beach, 95-88. Hassan Whiteside led Miami with 29 points, 20 rebounds, and 9 blocks. Greg Popovich, as usual, not happy in defeat.
I thought we were soft, undisciplined, lacking grunt factor. I thought the Heat was much more physical.
I thought it was at the zoo.
Committed,
Parents.
Just a better grunt factor than we had.
The greatest coaches of all time. Let the man speak.
I don't listen. He's a man like I'm a man. Okay, I man up. You're standing around a parrot doing an interview? I got a problem with that.
Yeah.
Well, then who brought a parrot to an interview?
I don't. Unless you work at a zoo.
And he doesn't.
Well, you love birds, you should not have parrots around you. I don't care if he's...
Grunt factor. That's
a parrot, bro. I know parrots. Or a cockatiel.
That sounds like Coop downstairs in our lobby.
Coop.
Telling us that there might be a fire drill or a real fire.
That's right, Coop.
Grunt factor.
I'm sorry, we have to evacuate what?
What is that sound? What do you think that is? It's not a parrot. What does it sound like?
There sounds like they're making some kind of announcement in the background.
I don't know.
Yeah, it seems bullhorn non-animal.
Are they making an announcement through a freaking kazoo?
Grunt factor.
Yeah, it's an announcement.
Mm.
Really?
Could be important. Might not be. It's up to you. That's the game.
If you play the audio again, let's listen. Shh.
Grunt factor.
Yeah, it's an announcement. I have no idea what it says, but it's some sort of announcement.
Sounds... What about you people behind the glass that are looking at us like weirdos? Did it sound like a parrot, Mike?
Oh, yeah. I thought, first thing I heard when that sound played is, wow, that's a wild animal back there.
Oh, God.
I know Greg Popovich is a big fan of the animals. He's with the San Antonio Bright.
I didn't even bother asking this guy.
And I remember back, I think it was 05 with Duncan and Robinson.
What does Dion have to think? Go away, Mike. Go away. Mike, he don't know the difference between...
That was a fantastic...
He's so witty, Mike. He don't know the difference between 22 and 26, but he's witty. That's inside joke Jones.
That was good.
No, I know you don't.
You have to give him credit, Des.
No, I don't have to give him anything. have to give him nothing.
Give me anxiety.
Except his tight T-shirts that he walks around flexing his giant pecs.
That was a great response. Hey, it's a great shirt.
You look huge in it, I told you. You're kind of like Lou Ferrigno-esque. More towards the esque. Right. I don't even know what Lou Ferrigno is. He's like, who? Oh. Ah, it's
incredible.
What team is he on?
Take it away.
Well, you know, but the other guy. Yes. What basketball team is he playing? Mike, he's like. By the way, Mike, how's the pod going? Good? The basketball marriage? Everything's good?
I haven't done it in about 6 weeks.
You did one episode?
I've done four.
Oh, you've done four?
Four?
You've got to be consistent, bro. You got to keep doing them.
Yeah, I agree with that, but I forgot.
He's busy.
He's busy, all right.
He's busy.
Yeah, he's busy.
We just
emails,
forgot.
Text.
Busy
we
what?
Forgot about
getting Nelson Figueroa on the show again?
Well, he's a good guy.
You want me to reach out for him for tomorrow?
That was for Taz.
I like Nelly too, but that was funny.
I can reach out for tomorrow. A lot of free agency talk.
Oh, my God. Oh,
Focus, what game are you preparing for in between updates?
It's a good question. We got a big doubleheader today in Nassau County.
All right, let's get to it.
Thanks.
The
Lakers held off the T-Wolves 114-110.
I don't know what game. What sport is it in Nassau County?
All you can know on Trevor Yeboah Cody, is that what you're asking about
Yes.
Okay.
I don't care now.
The Lakers beat the T-Wolves 114-110 last night. That's three wins in four games for L.A. Toronto winning in Sacramento 114-105. The Grizzlies cooled off the Nuggets 89-87. And the Jazz down the Mavs 117-102 for their first home win of the season. Finally, says Dante Exum.
We know that we need to be the team that defends our home court. We've said it from the start, and even last year, it's something that we wanted to do, and I think from now we need to start doing that.
Donovan Mitchell was back last night from an ankle injury. He scored 23 points for the Jazz. College hoops, number 20 TCU fought off Cal State Bakersfield 66-61. This was the Horned Frogs' first opener as a ranked team in 20 seasons. Week 10 in the NFL begins in Pittsburgh with the Steelers hosting the Panthers this evening. The home team's won four straight, three in a row for the visitors. Florida Gators QB Kyle Trask reportedly carted off the practice field yesterday with a serious leg injury. Trask might have started this weekend against South Carolina after playing well in relief of a struggling Felipe Franks last weekend. And finally, TJ Oshie is a hockey player.
Leaving it for Carlson, moving in a left circle, in front for Oshie, he scores! TJ Oshie, 2-1, Washington!
John Walton, Caps Radio. Oshie getting the game winner with 74 seconds left after getting stitches near his eye from an errant stick early in the game, then passing concussion protocol thanks to an illegal check to the head from Pittsburgh's Evgeny Malkin. Washington won the game 2-1. Boys?
All right. Thank you, Andrew. Appreciate it.
Good luck in Nassau County. That's Long Island for those that don't know.
Yeah, thank you.
Calling
high-level high school football.
Yeah. Football. Well, it's real quick. What schools are playing?
It is Garden City against Calhoun and then Cary against MacArthur.
No, Moose, hold
Taz
on.
Cares.
Moose, I actually know. I happen to know.
Well,
a
you
couple
live
of,
in Long Island.
I do, and I don't live far from neither of those schools. Right. And I have a couple. One of my good friends, his son plays football and lacrosse at Garden City High School.
Okay. In fact, everyone plays them both, apparently.
Yeah. So then you kind of have to play. You kind of have to there. But that's just for our Long Island audience.
So you're for the game, Taz.
No, I will not be at the game. I'll be on
he's your close personal friend.
And now to the sidelines, here's Taz.
Why don't you do color?
Listen, I got a lot of people. Want me to do color commentary? No, dude, listen, Garden City is a very wealthy town. They don't have enough coin to pay me.
Look, no, you should do color. That's bogus.
That's like the same thing. Boomer Esiason, he goes on the radio. They wanted, you know, that whole little thing with the whole thing with Al Dukes with the T-shirt, you know, that we posted on our social media.
Yeah.
And then the guy's like, oh, what would happen if Bart Scott and Taz got into a street fight? You know, Bart Scott does the afternoon drive show with Colin and Maggie Gray locally here in New York on WFAN, right? And they do a great job, and it's cool. And so they're doing their thing. Imagine these two guys fighting, Bart Scott and Taz, yada, yada. And Boomer's like, yeah, I'll put up 10 grand for that. 10 grand. Boomer, I love you, big guy. You got to add some zeros. I've turned down money to fight and come out of retirement for a guy named Vince McMahon for a lot more than 10 G's, my friend. Ooh. Please, don't meet Moose. I got a lot of problems. Money ain't one of them. You know what I mean? Please, 10 grand.
Word.
That's like freaking Mikey B. He's on the phone. I text Mikey during. I was like, 10 grand.
Tell Nelson you'll be back in a second.
That's messed up. Moose, he's too much. This guy's too much.
Yeah.
He really is. He needs his ass kicked. No, but
hey, I'll take 10 grand for throwing around with Bart.
Really, I got Boomer going. He's on the radio. It's like people are sending me this audio. Moose, 10 grand.
Yeah.
I'm 51 years old. I'm going to fight Bart Scott, who I like, and he likes me. I think I know him. I'm not fighting.
It's two old men fighting.
Well, he's a lot younger than me. I'm old. He's like 37, 36. But 10 grand. Boomer. Yeah. 10 grand. Do you realize what guys...
But for a Boomer, that's what it would be worth.
I guess. 10 Rolling grand. Up
against I mean, that's really the lead story. He's got 10 free grand that he just throw away to watch you and Bart fight for fun.
Is that really surprising?
And then one of those
guys... No, it's not surprising, but I can't...
Shouldn't be stunning that he has money.
It's not something that is money, but it's to be reminded of it.
We're done.
Wow.
This is Boomer Esiason.
AB, he really, it's like a, I mean, I don't know if I could say this word, but it's, Mikey B's like, what? Mikey's face. Mike's like, if you think you can't say it, don't say it.
No.
But it's almost like they, you know, when they, you know, with horses, when, what's the term?
Put me out the pasture?
No. When,
euthanized?
A male horse. Glue factory? A male horse when they're going to, like,
what,
neutered?
Castrate them?
Circumcision.
Almost like a...
gelding?
Explain gelding.
Well, they remove the testicles.
Right. Mm. That's kind of what happens with our update guy here. He gets gelding by the co-host of the show, Mark Belousis.
Gelded.
Mm. AB, I don't know how you walk.
Not for 10 grand.
Gelded so much on
and
the
I
show.
And I keep coming back.
Right. Well, you got no other choice.
Start 10 grand a year.
Start to... Mike, did I not text you about that 10 grand? I mean, and was I not like outraged?
But I'd be more insulted that that's all the Boomer values it at.
Well, no, I'm fine with that.
I mean, watch two old men, over-the-top athletes.
Oh, look at this guy.
Fight for 10 grand. That's
look
it.
Look at Moose now.
Not going to be much action.
Here's the burial now. Look at
what?
Yeah, you guys suck.
Nice
that's what that is.
What do you mean?
What do you mean, what do I mean? You know what I mean?
Wait a second.
And where were you when I went over and confronted him?
You're 51 years old. You tell me how, like, basically everything aches every morning.
Dude, my body's killing me.
And you're complaining that Boomer's only offering 10 grand to watch you fight.
Well, because I need more. You understand?
I understand, but it's not like you're exactly in prime physical fighting shape.
You don't think I'm a draw?
You did text me. Yep,
no, I'm not. Listen.
Can Mike read the text or are you going to yell at Mike too?
No, you can read the text. Let me just finish what I'm saying
here.
Sir. The point is that you are not in prime physical condition.
Thanks, Moose. I was going to have you be my corner man. Now you're over here.
No, what am I? I don't want to be
positive reinforcement.
No, I want to sit there with a couple beers and laugh.
Can I give you a cigar?
No.
Mike, read the text.
All right, here we go. Boomer wants to put up 10K, .. It would take much, in capitals, more than that.
Best regards, Tad.
Yeah.
There it is. Well, there you go. Look, and then somebody else, in closing, somebody else, one of your FAN cronies, Moose, one of those other guys implied, like, well, 10 grand would be a lot to Taz, but not Bart Scott. Why? Because Bart Scott played in the NFL? Why, all of a sudden, these guys know my financial status? Are you kidding me? Are you kidding
public
me?
Public knowledge. Bart's a multimillionaire.
Good for him. Maybe I am.
You might be.
Maybe I am.
All right. Maybe you're not. Maybe you are.
Maybe I am.
Don't be so sensitive.
I'm not sensitive.
Oh, come on.
I need support from you,
that,
pal.
Here's that. No.
Do you not understand that you need to be a teammate?
I am a teammate.
Where were you when I confronted Al? What if I got ambushed in there?
I think I was relieving myself.
Mikey B is holding the camera, shivering.
Oh, come on. It wasn't. I mean, come on. There was not
I'm trying
fight.
To set the table here.
We posted
you
the,
there. Could you work with
you
me a
posted
little bit?
The video. There's no to set the test. Table. There's no story you have to paint. Not a word picture. You're not describing a story. Hop on our Instagram. You can watch the confrontation.
At Taz in the Moose.
You don't have to build it up and make it anything more than it is.
All right.
Everyone's
right.
Taking it in. It's got retweeted, liked.
All right.
Everyone
all right.
in our listening audience has watched it.
All right.
You're
I
knocking
tried.
Me for not painting it a certain way. Well, I watched it. We all watched it. You don't have to make it out to be like that Al Duke saying, save me, as he's walking out of the room.
He did say that.
Yes, I understand that. He's a good actor. He did a nice job.
Oh, my God. He's an actor now. Oh. So you're saying Al shouldn't be scared of me? Is that what you're saying?
No, stop. I'm not saying that. Don't come on, dude.
I don't wear the pants. Kidding
right.
me?
Here's the two non-leads this morning. Taz is a little bit a little sensitive, and Boomer's got money.
Yeah, and apparently, if listen to the FAN, they think Taz is poor. I'm a pauper.
No.
Driving around in a 79 Pinto.
Just not as wealthy as Bart Scott, that's all.
How do you know?
I didn't say that.
You just said it.
I said that they think you're not
as
wealthy.
Oh, I'm sorry. I bit your head off. I'm sorry.
Honestly, clean out the ears.
I'm a little riled up. You know I have an ear issue.
Don't jump down my throat.
I told you off air.
Don't jump down my throat.
I told you about my ear issue.
I understand. Then don't jump down my throat.
You know I have an ear issue. I told you this.
Tess.
Moose.
Tess.
Moose. I told you. My ears were
cut off,
bro.
CBS Sports Radio.
I told you this.
It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
Fire it up. Fire it up today.
855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227 is your number to call. It is Taz and the Moose with you. Interesting coming off that Duke-Kentucky matchup the other night.
Yes, sir.
With all the love going Zion Williamson's way, and really the Duke freshman, the talented four and the three that starred in that game for Mike Krzyzewski, and how much fun they're going to be to watch this entire college basketball season. Other thing coming out of it is everyone, and I hate this, and I hate when people do it, regardless of sport, is to draw comparisons. And you've seen it from time to time. Wally Szczerbiak was going to be the next Larry Bird. Harold Miner was going to be the next Michael Jordan.
Yeah.
Now Zion Williamson, as Steve Kerr hinted upon it, the Golden State Warriors coach is now going to be the next LeBron James. Nobody's going to be the next anything. So,
no, I'm with you, man.
And I think it's unfortunate when guys and gals in position of influence throw that stuff out there, because even though they might turn out to be good players or quality players, if they're not that, their career's a disappointment. And that's unfortunate, because I appreciate the player for what he is. LeBron James is a generational talent, and to put that kind of pressure now on Williamson from Duke, and he's a really talented kid.
He's a freshman in college. He is great. I'm just saying he's a young kid, to your point, Moose.
Right. He's been in the fold since he was 15.
Right.
You've heard about Zion Williamson. Just like you heard about LeBron James since he was 14 years old, right? When he was coming up through the AAU system and playing basketball, Taz. I just think it's unfortunate, because I don't think anyone's going to be the next LeBron James. He's an unbelievable player, and I don't think you should put that on Williamson, because That's too much pressure for any 18-year-old to carry.
It's unfair. He's 18 years old. Listen, Zion Williamson is going to be the next Zion Williamson. And R.J. Barrett's going to be the next R.J. Barrett. That's how this goes. I mean, and I agree with everything you just said. I don't care what sport it is. I don't care how old the guy or girl is either. I'm not a fan of that. Say, this guy's the next this. This guy's, no, BS. You know, I don't buy that. I mean, look, he's a big kid. I get it because LeBron's big. You know, Williamson, he's 6'7". He's like 285, 290. Some people think he's too heavy.
Like a football player.
Think about it. They say he's too heavy. You watch this kid play, and who cares how much he weighs? He doesn't look out of shape to me, and he's young. His body's going to firm up and tighten up, and there's only so much you can get done in a weight room with your team training under a strength coach. You got to do more training, separate lifts without your team. And I'm sure the kid will start doing that. The kid's a great player. And to your point, there's no reason to compare him to any NBA player. Nevertheless, the greatest of all time is LeBron James.
Right. and because then all of a sudden you're going to start to look at him and find faults. Well, he's not going to be this or he's not going to be that. And Williamson's a really, really talented player.
I think he's tremendous.
And he's going to be fun to watch. And if you hop on YouTube, you could entertain yourself over the course of this Thursday and watch his dunk videos, which are off the charts.
Yeah.
He's a physical freak. He's a marvelous young athlete. There's a lot to like about his game.
Yep.
But I hate it. It bothers, because you watch the draft coverage, and we both love the NFL draft, and I watch NHL draft, NBA draft when these drafts come along.
We watch the drafts,
right? But not so much when you see MLB, because it's difficult to kind of project those type of players. But Taz, you see guys when in the NHL, this guy's going to be the next Wayne Gretzky or Messier or Paul Coffey or Brian Leetch. He's got the game that resembles this guy. Russian player. He's got a Sergei Fedorov, whatever it might be. You look at, and they do the same thing in basketball, and they do the same thing in NFL.
It happens in wrestling. It happens in the business up front, too.
And that's
crazy.
And so I get it's a way for the fan that has not watched the player to all of a sudden
connect somehow, to say,
oh, well, I remember him as an NBA guy. Right, I'm not a huge college basketball guy, but I know what LeBron James is as a pro. And so I don't watch Duke play, so that's what Zion Williamson's going to be.
He's like LeBron.
And then you're going to turn him on and say, he's not like LeBron.
Right. Well, you said something very important at the top of your commentary here in this. You said, I'll paraphrase, I don't remember your exact words, it was something along the lines of course, you refer to Kerr as someone of influence.
Yeah.
And you're right. See, that's the thing. When somebody to the level of a Steve Kerr says this about an 18-year-old freshman at Duke, who will be in the NBA next year, we know that, and compares him to the greatness of LeBron, or saying he's the next LeBron, you know. And I watched a vid of Kerr saying it. And at first, when I heard about it, I thought maybe he said it like in jest, like, I know he's going to be the next LeBron. He kind of, to your point, he kind of worded it like, you know.
Oh, you see, it's serious.
And then he even said, I got to be careful I don't get fined here, you know,
because
you're
kids. Right, because it's tampering.
It's tampering, right. And
right.
It's, you know. But anyway, I like what you said, because you're right, because it's some, in the sense that it stinks that someone of the level, the high level of a Kerr, says this and compares a young kid like this.
These people are going to take notice.
That's right.
He's the coach of the best team in the NBA.
Kerr's got credibility.
He's got the credibility. He's won as a player. He's won now as
a coach. Right.
He was an analyst before that. He's got the instant credibility. When he says something, people are going to all of a sudden take ear and take notice, and now are going to look at Williamson as a little bit in a different style.
That's
and put
right.
expectations on him, Taz. Honestly, I think it's easy to say Zion Williamson is not going to be LeBron James. And LeBron James is arguably the greatest player the NBA has ever seen. So if you're saying that Zion Williamson now is going to supersede or be right next there and pass Michael Jordan.
So unfair.
It's so Taz, unfair. He's 18.
It's craziness, man. It's craziness.
Like, that's insane.
Nah, I don't know why you would say something like that. Why Kerr would say that. I don't know.
It's unfortunate. Yeah. You shouldn't be doing that. You got to watch it. Because then all of a sudden now, if he's not, then all of a sudden he's a failure. Where he could be a really good NBA player, Taz. And just not be LeBron. And be ultra successful.
Yeah, no, you're right. LeBron's different level.
The three, next. CBS Sports Radio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.